The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, that of course is Spark by Cabin Crew, and I'm not sure if you heard the news, they have been shortlisted for a Grammy. That is right. Cabin Crew, the hip-hop collective from this country, shortlisted for a Grammy, no less. Gives me great, great pleasure to welcome to the show Lucy and Kada from Cabin Crew. Kada, you're a Grammy nominee. How does that feel?
I feel so excited. Like, I can't even feel myself that I'm so excited.
When did you find out?
It was just right now because I just came back from school. So then, like, the boss told me that the manager had to talk to me. So then, like, I got scared. I'm like, what did I, you know, if I did something wrong? So then when I came, like, here, so then when she told me about the Grammys, I shouted for my life, like, I'm so happy.
Lucy, how do you feel being a Grammy nominee?
It's like all of our dreams come true. I'm so excited and I hope that we get onto the shortlist.
When did you find out? Were you like Kada? Did you think you had gotten in trouble for something?
I found out Monday.
Oh, you found out. Oh, so you've known for a couple of days. You've been keeping this quiet. How did you find out, Lucy?
Well, my mum got the text when I went into the cabin. And then all the girls were like, oh yeah, we're on the long list for the Grammys. And I was like, I didn't know. Like, all the girls told me that we were going to the Grammys. Like, if we get on the shortlist, then we might be going to the Grammys.
I mean, it's hugely exciting. It's rarefied air that you're breathing. Now, not many kind of artists end up getting nominated for the Grammys. Have you looked, Lucy, at who the other people are on the long list?
I think, like, Mariah Carey and Eminem.
Wow. That it's even just saying that out loud is amazing. Kada, can you believe that you're nominated alongside Mariah Carey and Eminem?
I know. I cannot believe it. I mean, like, they're so famous and I'm, like, so happy that they like our song and, like, they're also, like, supporting us. Oh, like you know how we're kids. So, like, they're, like, adults, basically. So I mean, they're giving us some support.
Have you thought about what you might wear if you were to go to the Grammy Awards?
A long fancy dress with glitters. Gorgeous.
Oh, a nice long glittery fancy dress. It sounds good. Sounds better on you than it would on me, at least. So listen, it's a great, great achievement. You've had the most incredible few months, haven't you?
Yes, we did.
What Lucy, has been the highlight of all of this?
Belgium, I think. I think Belgium was one of our best performances.
Playing in Belgium.
Yeah. And over the summer as well, we went to perform on CBBCs in Glasgow. We went to Electric Picnic, Beyond the Pale, Kaleidoscope and a lot more.
Kada, what's your highlight? What's been the most special moment?
My favourite is Electric Picnic. And the second one is the first one. I think it was in Cork that we did it. It was the best performance because Maggie, I think, yeah. Because, like, we got to stay in the hotel, I think, for 2 days. And we went to perform and there was a lot of people there. So, like, I think those two are my most favorite ones.
Well, listen, I think I speak for everyone when I say we wish you the best of luck. We all have fingers and toes crossed that you're going to end up on the Grammy shortlist. But I'm going to say it again because I think it's worth repeating. You're on this long list with the likes of Mariah Carey, Eminem and others. So you guys, you're superstars. You realise that, don't you?
Thank you so much.
Lucy and Kada, listen, thank you both very, very much. Thanks a million.
And
that's all for us. Bye. Hope you have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.